Good evening and welcome to Vespers. My name is Scott Kirshner. I'm the village pastor here at Holden. And we're going to be using these booklets that say Vespers 86 on the front. Most of them are blue, a few of them are white. But if they say Vespers 86 on the front, you've got what you need. Now, if you would turn to page 5, a few words of orientation. On page 5, you can see that Psalm 141, the traditional Psalm of Vespers, divides into two parts, L1 and L2. And we always look for creative ways of dividing up our singing. And our cantors tonight are longtime Holden staff people who are now donning the hard hats of working on the minor mediation project. And so we thought that laborers and managers might be an interesting way of dividing up our singing. So if you're a hard hat person or enjoy working while wearing a hard hat, sing L1. And if you're more of a desk person, perhaps, you can sing L2. So you can self-affiliate there as you choose. And then when we get to page 9, the Magnificat, Mary's song, we will stand as we sing those words together. And our service tonight will end with a special blessing. So just to be aware that our service will end a little differently than normal this evening. And to turn to the beginning of the service, you will note that Josh Post is standing by the baptismal font with a burning candle. That candle, a symbol of the light of Christ in our midst. And as we begin our service, we will remain seated so that we can all see. But Josh will bear that symbol into our midst as we sing the song of the light of Christ.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
Thank you. A reading from the prophet Amos. This translation comes from The Message, a contemporary reading of the Bible by Eugene Peterson. Raw truth is never popular. Woe to you who turn justice to vinegar and stamp righteousness into the mud. Do you realize who you are? You're in a cosmos star flung with constellations by God, a world God wakes up each morning and puts to bed each night. God dips water from the ocean and gives the land a drink. God revealed, does all this, and he can destroy it as easily as make it. God can turn this vast wonder into total waste. People hate this kind of talk. Raw truth is never popular. But here it is, bluntly spoken. Because you run roughshod over the poor and take the bread right out of their mouths, you're never going to move into the luxury homes you have built. You're never going to drink wine from the expensive vineyards you have planted. I know precisely the extent of your violations, the enormity of your sins. Appalling. You bully right-living people, taking bribes right and left and kicking the poor when they're down and out. Justice is a lost cause. Evil is epidemic. Decent people throw up their hands. Protest and rebuke are useless. A waste of breath. Seek good and not evil, and live. You talk about God, the God of the angel armies, being your best friend. Well, live like it, and maybe it will happen. Hate evil and love good. Then work it out in the public square. Maybe God, the God of the angel armies, will notice your remnant and be gracious. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
And a reading from Eugene Peterson's introduction to Amos. More people are exploited and abused in the cause of religion than any other way. Sex, money, and power all take a back seat to religion as a source of evil. Religion is the most dangerous energy source known to humankind. The moment a person, or government, or religion, or organization is convinced that God is either ordering or sanctioning a cause or project, anything goes. The history, worldwide, of religion-fueled hate, killing, and oppression is staggering. The biblical prophets are in the front line of those who do something about it. The biblical prophets continue to be the most powerful and effective voices ever heard on this earth for keeping religion honest, humble, and compassionate. Prophets sniff out injustice, especially injustice that is dressed up in religious garb. They sniff it out a mile away. Prophets see through hypocrisy, especially hypocrisy that assumes a religious pose. Prophets are not impressed by position or power or authority. They aren't taken in by numbers, size, or appearances of success. They pay little attention to what men and women say about God or do for God. They listen to God and rigorously test all human language and action against what they hear. Among these prophets, Amos towers as defender of the downtrodden poor and the accuser of the powerful rich who uses God's name to legitimize their sin. None of us can be trusted in this business. If we pray and worship God and associate with others who likewise pray and worship God, we absolutely must keep company with these biblical prophets. We are required to submit all our words and acts to their passionate scrutiny to prevent the perversion of our religion into something self-serving. A spiritual life that doesn't give a large place to the prophet-articulated justice will end up making us worse instead of better, separating us from God's ways instead of drawing us into them. By Eugene Peterson.
Thank you. remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Celebrating 50 years of this ministry, thriving and sometimes not thriving in this valley. And tonight we want to lift up one of the faithful servants who played a substantial role in many of those past 50 years. All people that come to Holden are part of the beautiful fabric weave of what this place is. People come for a week, a couple days, they come to work for a few months, a few years, and there's one person tonight I want to lift up as a faithful servant who served over 20 years, and he does not know I'm doing this, and so he probably is starting to squirm, but Werner Jansen is with us this weekend. And he is sharing stories from his time at Holden Village in the early 60s through and into the 80s. Is that correct? This is amazing to me. That's a long time. And we were hoping to acknowledge Werner at the spring gathering when we were lifting up directors that have represented eras and eras of people through this valley, but he was unable to attend that event. And so when we find out he was coming for the weekend, we were going to nab him. And so I would like to read a little bit about a little bit that was mailed to me from Pastor Jim Fish. He was a pastor and general helper from 1978 to 81. And he wrote, sort of demanding that we would acknowledge Werner. And I just appreciated his words, so I'm going to read some of his words before we present a gift to Werner. So let's see. The life and work of Werner Jansen must also be held up along with that of the early leaders. As primary creator of the Holden brand, knowing the Werner Jansen story is essential to fully appreciating what it is. But since he was only a business manager and operations manager and staff coordinator for 20 years, here's some of Werner's impact seen today. And this is directly quoting Jim. Garbage recycling, care of the earth. On this, Werner was way, way ahead of his time. Ministry of the laity. He knew Holden would grow, not because of clergy, but in spite of them. It's a quote here. Using the gifts of all God's people, Werner was amazing in seeing sacred gifts in everyone. He let me run the backhoe, quoting Jeff. Working for the joy of it, not the salary. Gathering around him a team of very smart, science-oriented, dedicated lay people to solve huge problems. How to keep the hydro running all winter? Hilarity. If the village knows how to laugh, it is in large part thanks to Werner. How could hilarity be central to an institution's life and mission? Not by accident, but by the spirit of a person's life. Werner was and is funny. He made Holden funny. He named Wes Priebe, PhD, pool hall director. He came up with the 4th of July parade. Without Werner, Holden would just be another self-righteous Bible camp. Worship centered on scripture, scholarship, and grace. That's the beginning of the list. All the things Holden stands for, all the traditions, quaint and quirky and wickedly funny, at the root of nearly every one of them is Werner. So in these years of celebration, the one person not to be missed if the story is told with love and care is the funny, little, wise, stubborn, Purdue-educated engineer from DeWitt, Nebraska, who gave decades of service to Holden. He was there from day one. His vision and passion for doing the impossible with no money with a group of amateurs, while loving every minute of it, is the Holden story. And so, from the Holden community at large, we would like to give you a gift, Werner. Would you mind coming forward and... Thank you very much. And the bowl that is given to you is a bowl that represents the bowl that the dancing servant is holding. And we really see how you have been a dancing servant all those years and continue to be, I imagine, in life now. And we are so thankful to have you here this weekend. On the bowl, it is inscribed the beginning of the Holden prayer. O God, you have called your servants, and a servant indeed. And now I'm going to let Pastor Scott come up because we would like to conclude with a blessing, if you would not mind. Conclude our service with a blessing of Werner.
Whenever a long-term staff member leaves Holden, we gather around them with the laying on of hands for prayer and blessing. And we thought it fitting to give a similar blessing to Werner, who served so well and so long in this place. We give thanks for his presence here this weekend and his continuing presence as part of the wider Holden community. And so Werner stands here before us, and we also invite anyone who would like to gather around him and participate in the laying on of hands to come forward at this time. Werner, child of God, brother in life and faith, thanks be to God for so richly blessing you and calling you to a life of faith and service. As we give thanks for you and your many years at Holden serving faithfully and well, we wish to bless you as you have been both blessing and gift to this village. Let us pray. Alpha and Omega, God of beginnings, endings, and all times in between, we give you thanks for your servants who have ventured into this valley, into paths untrodden and perils unknown, especially Werner, giving thanks that your love and your good news have been proclaimed in this little mountain village. God, rich in mercy, we walk by faith, yet your grace washes over us like the waters of baptism, filling in with holy hilarity the places where our own human frailties have shown. Creating and sustaining God, receive the offerings, lives, and years of service here offered. And we praise you for the fruits of the Spirit sent down the mountain and into the world, transforming and healing communities far beyond Railroad Creek Valley. Into your hands, O God, we commend our lives and lift before you, Werner. Guide all of us and sustain us. Give us community to cheer our way, faith to serve with gladness, and a clear path to that which you are calling us. Amen.
Amen.
Werner, you are in our thoughts and prayers and remain always in our hearts in this place. Go in peace with good courage to serve the living God.
Thanks be to God.